the White City Council held a tumultuous meeting, and various accusations were leveled at former and current city employees. The meeting began with the swearing-in of new council members Stephanie Nicholson and Gary Crisp, who filled the seats vacated by Curtis Powell and Dennis Huskins. Department members then offered updates, however, these mainly focused on allegations towards particular council members. During the time allotted to police department updates, Chief Blake Davidson accused Councilmember Charles Buttram of trying to get rid of him. He said Buttram had admitted to this, and Davidson alleged that this was because of two citations he had issued to Buttram during a traffic stop. Davidson then proceeded to play dashcam footage from the night in question to demonstrate that Buttram had cursed at him. At the meeting, Buttram said he had been pulled over with no probable cause. Former Mayor Kim Ballew's husband, Eddie, also aired complaints with council members, saying they had fabricated stories about his wife. He said the recent resolution to split the powers of administration between the mayor and city manager was a driving force behind Mayor Ballew's resignation. Kim Ballew herself spoke after her husband, stating that Mayor Pro Tem Ryan Evans was also harboring a personal vendetta against her. Ballew revealed that she had been accused of taking COVID-19 relief funds.
When Ryan Evans wanted me to hire one of his friends and make a part-time position a full-time position and start her off at $2 an hour more than what Tawanda started off with just as much experience. He got mad because I told him no. He was out on a bad vendetta to get rid of me. Said I was taking COVID money. There was no COVID money. I worked through my lunch hour every day, and when I wanted to take time off that I had given to the city, I took it.
Before the end of the meeting, Councilmember Gary Crisp volunteered to serve as Mayor Pro Tem, and the council approved his nomination. Crisp then read a resolution calling for an investigation into city departments.
Whereas a complaint has been received concerning possible malfeasance, corruption when the mayor and city clerk's office, and where complaints have been received concerning possible civil rights violations by the White Police Department, where the city finances are unknown to city council due to multiple years of not having independent audit, whereas city funds and records are allegedly missing.
Crisp refused to elaborate on these allegations. No vote was taken on this resolution, and the council moved to adjourn immediately after.